The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Isaac Rex, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Roster Watch Nation, how we doing? We're at the Shrine Bowl live, day two. Cody Carpentier joined by the friendly neighbor Trash Man. Trash Man, we had a good day of practice.
Neighborhood Trash
Man. Neighborhood Trash Man?
Yeah, there we go.
That's good enough. We had a good day. Learned a couple things about some of these guys. Your first day here at practice. What was a few things that just kind of caught your mind right away?
The wide receiver group on either side, I think. Maybe the most impressive group, at least, you know, from the skill position standpoint. Actually, some really good wide receivers, some really good routes run, some really athletic wide receivers on either side today.
I think it's an interesting group because, you know, as we start to do more write-ups on the site and talk about some of the actual more known names like Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, and things of that such, people are going to start to realize that even some of these guys at the Shrine Bowl that aren't talked about as much, the Senior Bowl that aren't talked about as much, this class is deep. And it gets down to these names that we can bring up here. You know, let's just start out with the wide receivers first since we're already here. First and foremost, I know there was one guy that caught your eye, and he probably goes to one of the smallest schools here other than one of the running backs, Western Carolina, David White. This guy,
nobody's been talking. One of the most inauspicious names, too, David White.
But we couldn't find any film on it.
No, I was actually going to do a review on him this past week. I was a spotlight on him for Roster Watch, and I couldn't find any tape on him. So I'm like, well, I guess we'll see how he does at the Shrine Bowl, and that's where we'll evaluate him. And, you know, that he was not a letdown by any means. Probably the most dynamic wide receiver we saw on the field today. Just really good getting in and out of his routes, really smooth runner, really fluid runner, you know, really wide range as far as, you know, being able to pull in balls, contested catches, just you name it. He was just a dog out there today.
He kind of seems to me like, you know, he's about 6'3", 6'3 and a half. They got his website has him listed at 6'4". I don't know if he's quite 6'4". He's about 200 pounds, it says in the Western Carolina website. But David White, clean route runner. The thing for me is that I think we like him, but I don't think he's a guy that's going to be ready right away. I don't think it's going to be the sleeper type where he's going to be ready on day one he gets to the NFL. This is coming from a small school, Western Carolina, but I think that there is an opportunity for him to, I don't want to say be the Jalen Tolbert here, because I know that was from the other event. But
that might jinx him, though.
Tolbert needed a little work, and now we started to see reps come this year in year number two for Dallas. I think David White's a guy that he kind of put out today like the Tolbert.
But to me, he seemed more complete than Tolbert. I remember watching Tolbert at the Senior Bowl.
Put together and kind of similar.
Put together, I mean, well built for sure. Tolbert
was
like a guy. He was like a Greek guy. But, I mean, just as far as, you know, just the intangibles, the athleticism, and just the smoothness, the ease with which the game comes to him, I thought White looked like a more complete player than Tolbert at this point.
I like that. So White, I would say early candidate, because I think we're both on the same page for him. Byron was here. Byron kind of agrees. Probably an early candidate to be almost a guarantee to be first team all Shrine Bowl.
Absolutely.
Here. Another name on this East roster for me was Isaiah Williams. Coming in, Isaiah Williams, I was a big fan. He played quarterback at Illinois, broke all kinds of rushing records in five career games playing quarterback at Illinois. Switches to receiver 2 years ago. Talked to him today, and he said there was a lot of guys that he kind of looked after. He actually I talked about Tank Dell, Jaden Reed, when they were in college. So when he switched the position from quarterback to receivers, receiver coach at Illinois told him, don't watch the NFL guys, watch the college guys. And the college guys that he watched in college, not this year, but last year, was Michigan State Jaden Reed and Houston Tank Dell. And he said the suddenness and how Tank Dell runs his routes is something that he really looked after. Another thing that I did like was...
Well, you know how I love Tank Dell.
I know, right? Jaden Reed, Tank Dell, pretty good group there. But the thing I had for Isaiah Williams was I said, dude, you just switched positions 2 years ago. How far along do you think you are in the process? You know, are you a complete receiver? Are you getting there? Are you going to be there in a year? And he's like, I don't even feel like I've scratched the dirt with it. I only scratched the surface with it because there's so much to learn at the position. He's like, I just started doing combine training, and the route running that I do on a daily basis is more new stuff. Like, it's new stuff he's never done before. So he hasn't even – talk about the 10,000-hour rule. He hasn't even hit, like, hardly the 1,000-hour rule.
Right.
So this guy's got a lot of work left. But I thought, you know, in the conversation we had, I think coming in, there's a lot of conversation if he's going to be the Zay Flowers of the event. I think it a lot seems like he's closer to the DeMario Douglas of the event. So I like this.
The speed is evident, though. You saw it on the field. It's kind of uncanny, his ability to get upfield and quickly and change direction quickly, too. So, I mean, those intangibles are there.
I like that. Is there anybody else on this East roster? I know Drake Stoops had another good day. He didn't really shine, I would say, but yesterday
kind of blended in a little bit more.
Yesterday's route running was a little bit different. He was electric, and nobody could cover him. Today, guys were a little tighter to him. He wasn't quite separating at the same level.
Cornelius Johnson had some good plays, you know, and I reviewed him on one of the rookie spotlights recently, and I said he was a little bit uneven. And his production, and like you kind of saw that on field today, you know, he's a little bit uneven in his production on the field. He had, you know, some wobbly plays. He had some wobbly catches. Something almost happened over there in the game. But he also had some really good plays. He was able to gain separation. He's a big guy, you know, big thighs, well built. He was able to gain separation on some plays. He was able to make some actually really good catches over his shoulder. I saw a lot that I really liked about Johnson. I also saw a lot I liked about Anthony Gould,
Gould,
out of Oregon State. End zone fade that was really beautiful on the left side of the end zone. He got open at will, it almost seemed. You know, it almost seemed like he was closer to the Tank Dell today, at least for me, as far as some of those game-breaking plays that he kind of made out there.
Gold was interesting. Cornelius was a guy you kept looking at. I think he's got a beautiful body type. That's kind of a pause, but he's got a nice build. He's got a nice build. I don't say he's Nico Collins-esque, 6'4", 212, but he's probably in that 6'3", I would guess, probably 195. I don't know. You did the write-up. Do you remember what he weighed?
He seems to be over. I mean, I think he's already over 200 pounds. I mean, he looks to be over.
Anyway, he's in the area where, coming from Michigan, you know he's going to be ready. He seems like a guy, right? That's gonna excel. But I didn't see it. You did, but that's the difference, right? Sometimes you see it, sometimes I see it, sometimes we both do. The other one you brought up was Anthony Gould. Talk to him. He has the vibes, and I think he's done a really good job the last 2 days. When I talked to him, he basically said he wasn't happy with what he did yesterday. Today he thought he put a little bit better on the wax. And to me, he feels like the Khalil Shakir or the Puka Nacua of the event, in the sense of those guys had fine senior bowls, but they didn't have electrifying senior bowls like Tank Dell or Zay Flowers, the Shrine Bowl. He feels like he's just getting a guarantee. He feels like the best bet to just like, if I had to say, all right, dude, look at this whole roster. Which one of these dudes in 3 years, you know, he's going to be on a roster. I would bet my money on Anthony Gould.
That's fair. He definitely has the skill set.
I think so too. And if you guys didn't know, that's what the loud noises is we got the old 17-7 Chiefs Baltimore game on over our shoulders. So we appreciate you guys tapping in here. I know it's kind of a random time here during the AFC Championship, but we hope you're enjoying your beautiful Sunday. Please click that like button. Please click subscribe. Over on the West roster now, there's a couple names that did come up. My favorite, I'll just start out.
So we're just talking about receivers now.
Yeah, we're still receivers here on the West roster. Point blank period. Taj Washington, man. I love Taj Washington. Can you just – tell me what you think of him, because I haven't really asked you in depth, like, what do you really think of this guy? I think he's almost, I don't want to say he's like hyper aggressive, but he runs the hardest out of anybody, I think.
See, he's got a high motor.
Yeah.
You know, I'll say that much. It's almost frenetic though. in a way that I feel like sometimes I feel like maybe he kind of gets in his own way out there on the field. But he does have a high motor. He's a quick twitch guy. He's a finely tuned machine, and he has all the intangibles to succeed as a wide receiver. But again, I saw some other players who I thought were smoother in their transitions, smoother in their route running.
Did you write up Taj?
I did.
Did you have a comp for him?
I don't remember who it was. I've been writing up a lot of guys.
That's fair. Was there anybody else that you thought on this West team that kind of caught your eye?
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
There was it was Jalen Coker. Coker coming in.
You've been talking about Coker.
I mean, I recently wrote him up. Just really well built. I'm prototypical X receiver size, but he's fast and he's fluid. He's smooth. And he's got good range. And he's got good run after the catch abilities. There really wasn't much that
Mooney was the
compared Taj Washington to Mooney. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, Coker just seems like almost kind of like how I felt about Christian Watson last year.
Okay.
Just seemed like a dangerous player to have on your team potentially.
Yeah.
A guy that, did really well in college. He's on another small school, Holy Cross.
Yeah.
Performed well against Boston College last season. So, he doesn't shrink under the pressure playing against maybe some tougher opponents. But yeah, Coker coming in with somebody who I like, and it's somebody who I like today who showed up for me. One of these guys who I like coming in and who, at least on the first day of practices, performed well enough for me to notice him on the field.
The Yankee bros, Jaden and Jackson on South Dakota State. I think the name that Byron wrote down was Jackson Yankee. He wrote 82 down. Again, this is 82 and 80. These are twins from South Dakota State, 6'2", 200 pounds each. And he interviewed him, and he said that they were great dudes from South Dakota State. So I didn't talk to him. I thought they were fine. I didn't really take much away, but I know that Byron, I'll give him a shout out. He wrote down Jackson Jonkey's name, so I think he's kind of a fan of him.
I thought he was one of the receivers I liked out there on that side today. Him and I thought the day tricker Tulu Griffin was another player.
Nice one on Ryan Watts.
Yeah,
today.
He did. I was worried about his separation skills.
Yeah.
Him being a smaller receiver, but he has the speed. He has the agility. And he showed today that he has the ability to separate. I guess the question will be, will teams see him as a complete receiver? Or do they see him as potentially maybe just a special teams guy? Because that's where he excelled in college.
We have down 5'10", 180. He looks, honestly, I mean, maybe it's the long hair, tall helmet. I don't know what it is, but he looks kind of like maybe 6 foot. So 5'10", 180, I can get along with that. We don't have any comps written down here, but he didn't really have a ton of tape out there. I've heard rumors that this guy's going to run the fastest, and based on what we saw, I think he's probably going to be in that conversation. If he's in the low 4.3s and he's continuing to separate from these guys, I'm going to leave here today. I'm going to go to the Senior Bowl, but Trashman's going to be here tomorrow, and Byron will be here, I think, tomorrow and Monday. So we'll get all these practices covered. But if he continues to separate like this, he's a guy with that athleticism. And his underlying metrics aren't bad. 27% team market share, 25% receptions, 30% yards, 27% touchdowns. It's good enough
right
at the position. Mississippi State did it in the SEC. We don't exactly have him ranked very high. But those things, that's a Bayesian process. So if he's a guy that continues to rise through here, that speed alone, we've seen that in the NFL just get guys. Darnell Mooney by himself, fifth-round pick,
right,
and he's doing things right now in the NFL. What do you think about Malik Washington from Virginia? He's kind of been a consistent guy, too. He hasn't really done anything wrong, but there hasn't been a lot of pop. But when you look at the statistics in college, I believe the number was 110 receptions, over 1,400 yards, and 9 touchdowns. You can see how blue that marker is at their 46% right team production. Electrifying, leading the country in yards and everything. The comp coming in was DeMario Douglas. You got any thoughts on Malik Washington?
I mean – I remember seeing his helmet out on there. Yeah. there on the field today. And I saw him make some catches.
Yeah.
I mean, he seemed like a consistent player. I mean, nothing really stood out for me today on the field, but maybe that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Yep. Yeah, sometimes it's a good thing not to stand out in a bad way, which we have seen a couple times, but that is what it is. Tight end really quick. Did you have any quick takeaways? Mason Plyne got me yesterday. Didn't really see much today out of him. Holker had a couple opportunities.
Holker had some opportunities today. Holker looked fast.
Yeah.
There was one bad drop, but other than that, he actually made some really tough catches. You know, one on the slide, that was nice. He was able to separate, which I liked.
He's a kind of a slender guy. I think he's only like 6'3 and a half, 6'4, maybe 235, 230. Not a very big guy, but he's come from a good pedigree at Colorado State, and he's coming here. He did break out against Colorado this season, so good day so far.
I like McCallum Castles, too. They're out of Tennessee. But he's, I mean, like, I don't know that I see him as a pure tight end.
More of an H.
But he was also another player in the ilk of a Holker who was able to get open, who looked like a good ball catcher out there on the field, was able to get open.
So one that I talked to yesterday, Zach Hines, big fan of him, South Dakota State, of course, another pedigree guy with Goddard and Kraft there. Fairchild, I saw him make a couple of catches yesterday. Nothing today. The one guy that caught your eye, you brought up, was 83, Rex.
Rex Isaac, yeah.
Compare Rex to Castle or Rex to Holker here. You think which one would you put ahead of each other right now through a day?
I mean, but if you're looking for a guy who's going to be a blocking tight end as well, then you know, then for me it's Rex.
Isaac from BYU. All right, we'll go up to quarterbacks here quickly, and then we'll go to running backs. Again, we appreciate you guys all tapping in here, whether you're on Twitter, whether you're on YouTube. Please click that subscribe, click that follow button on both of those. Or if you're listening on podcast, we also appreciate you. Click that 5 stars and stay tuned in, stay tapped in, because again, the next couple of days, be more Shrine Bowl and Senior Bowl content. Quarterbacks, a couple nice plays. Pick six in there.
It's a mixed bag.
A couple. These quarterbacks are okay. They're like day one. I was like, we're in trouble. The Senior Bowl last year.
Yeah, there's been some Senior Bowls where.
But they're putting the ball in areas for these receivers to make catches and to do things positively.
John there was no egregiously bad play today.
Slovis made a few throws. I talked in yesterday's show about Slovis not wanting to put that ball up, not wanting to make that throw. He did it a few times today. Leary, he threaded a freaking three defenders coming in. Was that White?
That caught it?
Was that White or was that Gould? Was that Gould? That where
I know what play
Leary put it in there.
It was White.
It was White. So again, White making a play. I felt like it was White or Gould every time today. But Leary absolutely made one of those throws where you just go, NFL.
But then he also threw a pick six
to a little linebacker that was floating across the middle.
Give it back.
I think he had 25 touchdowns and like 11 picks last year at Kentucky, and kind of a mixed bag as well there. Any other quarterbacks that kind of caught our eye? Tua didn't really catch my eye. Slovis.
I mean, Austin Reed, I feel like made
Western Kentucky
plays. Yeah. He was pretty consistent over the most part. Aside from him,
nothing.
I'm content with
Leary just being Leary and Slovis for me. That's kind of what it is. And like again, last year there was three cats here that started games. Three guys from the Shrine Bowl that started games in the NFL this year: Dorian Thompson-Robinson, Tommy DeVito, and of course Aiden O'Connell with the Raiders. If you were to drop three guys for me, it'd be Leary, it'd be Slovis. And Jordan Travis. Jordan Travis isn't practicing. He's got his foot injury, but probably Jordan Travis might be that third guy. Trash Man, let's finish up here with the running backs because this one was interesting. So last night when I did the show, I talked about this group right here, this Deshaun Fenwick from Oregon State, Isaac Guanardo from Louisville, Jaden Sheridan from Monmouth, and Tyron Tracy from Purdue. They all kind of bring a different thing to the game in their own way. I like them all. Today, Tyron Tracy showed a little bit of maybe I can't pass protect as good.
You know, that was the one knock against him for me. He was actually a good pass catcher. Good.
I thought he was best all ball back yesterday.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the pass pro today stuff kind of was like.
Today, best all around back for me, at least on that team.
Give me Sheridan.
Sheridan's
a great kid too. Great kid.
And he's one of the smaller backs, but I think he was best in pass protection today.
That'll happen too. So yeah. The thing with the pass pro is, like, we talked about this last year at the Senior Bowl, was Chase Brown. Chase Brown famously got, you know, kind of flattened, and Roshan had a great time, and that was kind of a big takeaway we had there. But so Tyron doesn't have as good of a time. Jaden Sheridan, again, the measurements on Jaden Sheridan that came in officially were 5.074, which is 5'7", not even a half an inch. Very small.
He looks sturdy out there.
He's not a big guy, but he's built strong. He's built good. He's a great kid coming out of Monmouth. Small school guy.
Quick up the field.
Quick feet. There was one play where he took it. It had to have been a dive or something, and he bounced that sucker from the A gap to outside, and he hit the sideline like nothing. And Say Flowers deep ball. Breaks a tackle. Tackled the 10-yard line. Zay Flowers.
You love to see it. Former Shrine Bowl.
Shrine Bowler.
Yeah.
We'll go with that. Zay Flowers making a big play right here in the AFC Championship game. Mid-third quarter. Gain of about 50 or 60 there. So love to see that for Zay, because every day is indeed Zay Day. Guinardo or Fenwick? Louisville and Oregon State. Both big cats. Both big 220 guys.
I feel like Guinardo had the more even day. Although, you know, I talked to Fenwick afterwards.
Like
he hurt himself.
Well, he was the one that had he was asking for a boot today.
So. Yeah. So I think he was kind of discouraged. I felt bad about it. But I felt Guinardo had the more even day. You know, I want to like Fenwick more. He looks like the more complete
I feel that.
Back, you know, just looking at him. Mm-hmm. His pass protection was questionable today. But, you know, he has some solid plays too. Guinardo was just, to me, he was pretty consistent across the board.
You talked to Carson Steele, Jabari Small, and Blake Watson today. Was there any takeaways you had from those conversations?
I mean, Blake Watson seems like he's got a really good head on his shoulders. Very Memphis serious kid. About the game, very serious about what he's doing out there. And he was probably the back on that side of the ball that I liked the most.
More than Frank Gore Jr.?
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
I mean, because I was just going by the numbers initially.
Yeah.
I didn't know
Frank Gore Jr. Yeah.
And so, but I noticed this Memphis kid. I'm like, this kid's got quick feet. He's quick upfield. Good pass catcher. Seems to see the field really well. Yeah. And, you know, and then talking with him after the practice,
Memphis,
you know,
turns
it's
him
just
out,
like,
Memphis turns him out.
It just seemed like he had a really good head on his shoulder, really understands the game. So he was somebody I came away impressed with.
I like that.
Not really knowing that much about him coming in.
But I would say I'll let you have the Watson one. I just am enamored with Frank Gore, just because my internal thought, my internal compass of, like, thinking about his dad.
I mean,
being just like 215 pounds.
I mean, but that's
just,
like, that's
just
like
this.
That's like Michael Jordan compared to his sons, though. Some
agreed.
It could be. You know,
I want to give him credit though. Like, he stayed at Southern Miss with that name, going for 1,000 yards as a freshman. Like, you could have seen a guy like that. Maybe not like that. You could have seen a guy in that situation transfer, go to a bigger school, get a bag, let the ego go to his head. But he didn't.
Yeah.
And he ran it through at Southern Miss, got the Shrine Bowl invite. His dad was out there yesterday. I think the pass catching with Frank Gore Jr. is going to be something that makes a difference, because everybody knows he's going to be able to run the football.
Mm-hmm.
He learned that. That was like a God's gift probably from the way it looks like to me. But I like the pass catching from Frank Gore Jr. Watson, I gotta pay a little more attention to Watson here. I'm gonna watch some film on him when I get back home. But any other thoughts coming out of the day? I didn't really watch a lot of defense today. I was on the offensive side of the football, on the offensive end, watching a lot of these guys more so when the solo stuff was going down. Any closing thoughts or biggest takeaway, or maybe a player of the day or something like that?
I mean, it just, there are a lot of these guys from small schools who are real character guys and real skill guys who, you know, if just given the opportunity, I think can really thrive at the next level.
I think so too. So that's day two here at the Shrine Bowl. We appreciate you guys tapping in. That's the Trashman. I'm Cody Carpentier. Again, David White. That was, I think, the name today. David White out of Western Carolina. Do your homework tonight, tomorrow, whatever it is. Go watch some Western Carolina. If you can find it, DM us, because we want to watch it, because we haven't got to be able to see it. But we appreciate you guys tapping in here at Roster Watch on everything. Click 5 stars. Do all the damn things. We appreciate you guys. We'll be back with more from Roster Watch.